This is a song about the Squid Game. Even though I didn't watch the show, there's subtitles on the Squid Game, and my attention span is way too low. And when that creepy doll goes ding, that can only mean one thing. When that creepy doll goes ding, that can only mean one thing. You're probably getting shot with her laser eyes or something. I don't know. I think she has laser eyes. Right? She shoots you with.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Those 7 days have almost passed.
So Bravo, you now have a website as adult men.
This is a place of sanctuary.
Called Real Therapy.
The wonder.
That's right. We're in our 30s.
There is little that needs to be said. So they will say everything.
So she said,
pop, pop.
Prepare yourselves. WFOD. Begins now.
This thing we call the Dub Fod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
What a doo-doo.
And guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T, Jaguar Impressive. Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone. Travis Hulse.
What's up, boys? What's up, listeners?
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
Nope, get your water bottle out the way so people can see you.
What?
Your water bottle's in front of your camera like a clown.
Oh, I'm a clown man. Drunk. I'm a silly boy. I don't know what to tell you. Travis, I think it all works this week. I tested it extensively.
We can only hope, correct?
Yeah, the recording last week was rough, bud. It was.
Yeah, at least you salvaged it, because I know when we were done, it was like, I guess we didn't do a show this week, and that would have been poor for nobody to be able to hear one of the penultimate. Versions of What's in Drunk's Mouth.
Well, dude, I think it was a good episode.
It was a good episode, yeah. That's typical.
We could just make you suffer to actually listen to it. Travis, did you hear about the Peng Shui, the gal, the Chinese tennis lady? She went missing?
No.
So there's a Chinese tennis lady.
What's her last name?
Peng Shui.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
Was this the gal that criticized some government official or something and then disappeared?
I don't think she's a Chinese. I think she's like...
She's Chinese. And she said that the vice premier of China, like he was inappropriate with her. I don't know what the exact accusation was, Travis. She had it up on her her Twitter, and it wasn't up long, and it disappeared, and then she disappeared.
And if you were a Chinese citizen, wouldn't you be smart enough to know how China works.
Like, don't do that China stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's that's like criticizing the government in North Korea, right? Like, you're done for. You don't, you just smile and nod and you have a picture up of your dear grand leader in your living room. And
you say, yeah, he's doing a good job.
Yeah, he's great. Love this guy. This is our dear leader. And that's, or you, you know, try to escape the country.
And not so
criticize it while you're there.
She's pretty famous because she's good at tennis, Travis.
What did you say her name was?
Peng Shui. And so, like, you know, she goes missing and people are like, hey, China, what happened to that Peng Shui? Where is she at? And people were in China. They said, oh, man, she's right here. And like they post all kinds of like goofy like pictures of her and stuff like that could obviously be fake and probably are fake. Like, yeah, she was at this tennis match. Look, it's a Chinese lady that looks like Peng Shui.
See, look, there's nothing. There's no foul play happening here in China. It's good.
So I think that aren't we going to Beijing soon for the Olympics?
Yeah.
Is that the winter? Is that where the Winter Olympics are taking place?
Yeah, February.
And here in the meantime, they're just making folks disappear. They're just like, hey, this tennis lady, she's gone now.
Right, and they can't, like, necessarily, like, make a fake because, I mean, there's not that very many good Chinese tennis players, so they would know, right?
Oh, they'd
that's
have
the thing. You can
they'd
have somebody make who looks like Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. They'd have to get one that's good at tennis, too. Yeah. So maybe, like, she'll just announce her retirement.
Oh, I guess something must have happened where she got really bad at tennis all of a sudden.
Travis, I was going to have a bit where a fake Peng Shui called the show and was obviously fake. Like I have robot voice Peng Shui.
I am Peng Shui, the tennis star, and I am perfectly fine.
But it's really, I guess it's not really like funny because she's probably dead, right?
Maybe.
More than likely.
So, I had some other ones, too, that went away when I restarted my computer, Travis, because things weren't working. So the bit's kind of ruined, but it's like,
there is no need to worry, really.
I probably shouldn't have.
Also, I made all of that stuff up about the sexual assault.
Googled her because now I'm probably on a list.
Oh, because we talked about it?
No, I just Googled her.
Oh, so like they're probably know that like you want to know where Peng Shui went?
Yeah.
What was the third one saying?
China can't get
love
you.
Love means
over
zero.
Here.
Oh yeah, I was going to have her prove that she was Peng Shui by giving us tennis facts.
Love means zero.
And that'd have been funny if it wasn't so sad that poor Peng Shui's dead, most likely. But guys, I mean, there's other fun stuff, Travis.
Yeah.
Rather than dead tennis players.
She's probably fine, Travis. I don't see why China would just kill her, right?
No, of course not.
Travis, so did you watch the Squid Game?
No, not yet.
There's a bunch of Koreans.
That's Korean, not China.
Well, yeah, the last one was China. This is Korea.
Yeah.
There's a man going to be sentenced to death for smuggling that into the country, right?
Well, it's in South Korea, but I think they smuggled it into North Korea. And you can't watch shit like that in North Korea. Like, they put it in a USB drive and stuck it up their butt. And then they were selling it at colleges. They're like, hey, you want to watch
a bunch of college kids watching it? And then they're like, oh, that's the guy that gave it to us. And you're like, oh, I guess that guy's going to die now.
They reach out to Netflix. They're like, hey, Netflix, what do you think about this? And I mean, you shouldn't pirate our shit and stick it up your butt.
We're not getting involved. Thank you.
So there's a YouTube man called Mr. Beast. And Mr. Beast makes a bunch of dumb videos. Like he did one where I think like 20 people have their... He spends a lot of money, but it's probably money that advertisers pay him because he has a whole shitload of subscribers. Like, mm-hmm. You know, he has like a new Ford Focus And he's got 20 people that put their hand on the Ford Focus, and the last one to take their hand off gets the Ford Focus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and really, Ford Focus is probably like, hey, this guy has hundreds of millions of subscribers, and we could do a Ford Focus commercial in the name of giving this guy some content.
Yep.
Right. Like, hey, guy, here's a Ford Focus. We heard you wanted to give away a car. Here's a Ford Focus. Just make sure that you show the logo and say Ford Focus a lot of times. My son watches a lot of YouTube videos. There's one guy who like makes custom like controllers and like iPad cases and iPhone cases and things like that. So he'll design them on the YouTube video. And then his big thing is that he goes and like just hands them out to strangers. Like, here you want an iPhone, or here you want an iPad, or here you want a customized Nintendo Wii. And it's like, yeah, that's great. And you just know that, like you said, that's either YouTube advertiser money, or they're just like, hey, you got a lot of people watching this. Go ahead and say iPhone 15,000 times in this 20-minute video.
So Mr. Beast made a Squid Game video where he recreated some of the sets, and he had people competing for money. And like, if they died, which in Squid Game, like there's one person left who doesn't die and they win a bunch of money. These people didn't really die, because you can't really kill people, Travis. I don't know if you know that, but you fake die in Mr. Beast's video. And so there was a whole bunch of think pieces going around about what it says about our country that so many more people watched Mr. Beast's Squid Game ripoff. They used the word ripoff as opposed to the actual show Squid Game on Netflix, which Netflix doesn't release their numbers. So I don't know where people are getting these numbers, but they're saying that.
Yeah, not always. They'll release the numbers after the fact, just, you know, because I think they said like they released the numbers for like Red Notice and said like 168 million
right
homes watched Red Notice. And then they kind of totaled that up to see what that would be in box office if people actually went to the movies and seen it. It was like $1.4 billion or some shit like that. So if they really want to make a point, they'll tell you the viewership. And I know that they pretty much just said number one streaming deal was Squid Game for a while. I would imagine eventually they'll release their views. But how many people watch this Mr. Beast
like
parody?
Hundreds of millions within like a couple of days.
But people were hungry for Squid Game content.
Right. And I mean, this guy is very popular. And he throws a lot of money at shit he then puts on YouTube. Kids watch it. So all these think pieces were mad that he isn't making art, Travis. He's making silly YouTube videos, and people don't understand why all these people are watching it. Need I remind you that Mr. Beast is probably bringing more people's attention to Squid Game, the actual Squid Game. And so if you think this art is important and people need to view it, maybe like they are introduced to it by this fucking goofy YouTube man. The YouTube man doesn't need to be art. The YouTube man is doing just fine making his garbage content.
And, I mean, all the YouTubers are that way, because I sat my little niece down on Thanksgiving. I said, hey, what do you want for Christmas? She's like 4 or 5, something like that. She's like, I want an LOL surprise. And I look at her mom, I'm like, what the fuck is an LOL surprise? Oh, it's something she watches on YouTube all fucking day, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well.
That's a racket, that LOL surprise, because they don't tell you what you're getting. Like, you get it like an Easter egg, right, and you open it up, and they're like, hey, we got one of the 8 dolls. You get it.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah, it's that was like there was like a spree of those things for a while, like Shopkins. Like, my daughter was into Shopkins for a hot second. And that was the same thing, where you could get packs where you saw who it was, but then also you got just like closed up packs, and you open it up and you're like, ooh, I got one of the rares. They give you a little checklist and everything. And the LOL surprise is no different. And that is actually fueling a lot of YouTube content, or was, because it's essentially like an unboxing. Like, my kid watches people open Pokemon packs for an hour at a time because he's like, oh, what did he get? You know, so now because he watches somebody open Pokemon packs in a very specific way, he's got to get Pokemon packs, and he knows too much about Pokemon just by watching YouTube.
Doesn't he want to open his own Pokemon packs, though?
He does. Absolutely. Okay. That's he wants to even more because he watches this guy all the time open Pokemon packs.
And that makes you want to open Pokemon packs.
Well, think about it. I would imagine that the both of you were into baseball cards, right? Like when you were younger. I never was a huge fan of baseball, but I loved baseball cards when I was younger. And just imagine if you could like watch videos of people opening baseball cards and you were like, oh, look at what he got. You know, I mean, it would just add an extra element to your little weird hobby.
So these actual physical cards, or are they digital cards?
Like an NFT?
They're physical.
No, because, you know, I play a game called Hearthstone every once in a while, and you got to open up packs and five cards in a pack.
Well, part of the shtick of this guy who opens these Pokemon cards is he goes on journeys, right? Like, he goes to, today I'm going to go to Walmart and Walgreens to see what they got for Pokemon. And he does this thing where he looks to see if he can find, like, yeah. Like, if he can find Pokemon cards underneath the shelf, like, ooh, can we find Pokemon cards where they're not supposed to be? So he goes on, like, these buying sprees, and then he ends up at home in his studio, and that's where, after that is when he opens his Pokemon cards.
So do you know how many viewers this guy has?
Pokemon card man? I don't know exactly.
So do you think he makes enough money that the channel pays for all his cards?
Oh, absolutely, because he's making videos like every day, every other day. So, and he's buying a fuck ton of cards, and he's a younger guy. He's like married. They're both like kind of weird, you know, but my kid watches it on the YouTube app on TV. So it doesn't automatically pop up the viewership and shit. I would imagine because he's got so much content and has been doing this for a couple of years already from the looks of it that, yeah, he's making enough money to buy all these cards.
Travis, let me ask you. So the people mad at Mr. Beast.
I'm not mad at him.
If by this definition, if we're getting mad at people for making like a recreating the sets and just like saying, hey, we're doing this thing because we love this content. Like, should I start kicking the shit out of trick-or-treaters for dressing up like Spider-Man because they're ripping off Marvel, right?
You're appropriating somebody else's IP.
Right. You got to make your own Halloween man. You got to be your own thing. You can't dress up like Spider-Man. That's Marvel's thing.
Because it's not public domain.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, though, right?
Yeah.
They're saying Mr. Beast, he should be making his own art and not dressing up in like, Squid Game costume.
It's just like fan art, right? For like artists, you know, especially ones that try to make a living off of commissions and things, they are not, most of the time, they're not drawing their own characters. They're drawing characters that people like that they maybe don't have anything to do with, right? Like, hey, artist man, draw me a Spider-Man scene on this blank comic book cover. Does that mean he's not an artist because he's using somebody else's character? I disagree.
The whole thing's stupid. And
people are assholes and they should shut their mouth.
It's honestly pure jealousy is what it is. It's 1,000% pure jealousy. They wish they could be on YouTube making that kind of money.
They see a guy putting stuff up on YouTube.
Well, and they perceive that he probably does nothing when he probably works his ass off.
Well, yeah. I mean, like,
with that many views, you have to.
I watched a little bit of this guy's video so that, like, I knew what people were getting mad at. The guy probably has a whole fucking team that made these crazy elaborate sets. They got like 500 people together. Okay, Travis, I can't organize 12 guys to show up and play pickup hockey. And this guy got 500 people to dress up in Squid Game outfits and get fake shot.
Yeah, it's very much perceived that YouTube people don't do anything and get paid money, which is far from the facts.
Like, these YouTubers might have started out like that, where it was just them in front of a camera. But as they get bigger and bigger and do more elaborate things, it's like, it's that's my what is my kid watches? I wish I could remember what the hell the guy's name is. It's going to kill me. You watch them all the time. But they do these stupid shit where they like build these giant like actual Lego houses. They own like a warehouse. And they like build Lego houses that they can climb in and shit. And they like create these things where they like these rooms made out of like super thick cardboard and like plywood and shit. And they take like chainsaws and stuff to try to break out. You know, you, can you imagine how difficult that would be to construct all these things?
So that Blippi guy, Travis, I hope your kid doesn't watch Blippi because that guy diarrhea shits on his friend's face. That Blippi guy.
I'm not aware.
Don't let your kid watch that guy. He's a little creep. What he does is he stands up on the top of the toilet and he pulls his pants down and he diarrhea shits right on his friend's face. And there's a video of it and it's gross.
That's pretty gross.
That's actual YouTube content? They didn't pull that?
It's hard to find, Travis. See, what happens is he went through a jackass phase before he became a child entertainer. Like, imagine if like Mr. Rogers was Steve-O before he became Mr. Rogers.
Which would have worked just fine pre-internet, right? But now you can't delete that shit.
He got on top of the, not like on the bowl of the toilet, but like the tank, and he pulled his pants down. And he like projectile diarrhea shits
on the cameraman,
on his friend. And I think they just had a tripod set up. Yeah. You remember when the Harlem Shake was a thing?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And they had the videos where it was like dit 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 dit, and then like a woot 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 woot, and then everything changes. when everything like changes, that's when the shit came out of his butt onto his friend's face. It's really gross.
That's awful.
Yeah. And now he's a child performer. Travis, he makes videos for children.
That's where the money is.
You can't judge a man on one not so smart video.
It was diarrhea shit though, drunk.
I feel like he did it the opposite way. Like, you're supposed to be a children entertainer and make all of your money and then as your audience grows, that's when you start to make shit videos.
Like when they get older.
What was the Harlem Shake? 12 years
ago? You're talking about like Miley Cyrus or the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, like I'm talking like you make your children's videos on YouTube. And then once your audience ages out and now they're like 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, you bring them with you.
Scatological humor. That's when you start to make your shit videos.
Right.
Speaking of famous people, did you know that Shaquille O'Neal can now talk to you via Alexa?
Oh, really? Do you pay a dollar?
No, apparently my daughter, she came out of her room last night and she's like, I guess Alexa will play. You can set an alarm where Shaquille O'Neal wakes you up. And also Shaquille O'Neal will tell you like different random facts throughout the day if you want.
Facts about what? Just anything or specific
things? I don't know. I didn't ask.
Like, does Shaquille O'Neal only know about birds or does he know all kinds of stuff?
You know he knows all kinds of stuff. As much stuff as he's into, he's got to know facts about everything. He's probably not an expert at anything, you know?
He's a jack of all trades.
That's right. Sure. Master of none.
Yeah. Well, he's a master at slam dunking a basketball.
Yeah, but he's terrible at free throws.
See, he's a master of it because he only has to, like, jump, like, a foot. He just has to, like, do a little hop. He's not like it would be impressive if a little man could dunk a basketball.
Yeah, but how many backboards does that man break?
I'm not impressed. Well, he's gigantic. He's heavy, and he grabs the rim, and then it breaks.
That's exciting.
It's not.
Nobody's accusing him of being not exciting.
I guess if I like saw him in person, I'd be like, wow. That guy's really big, and it's neat to see him.
Give me a Papa John's pizza, sir.
You got any coupon codes for the general?
Or Office Depot, he shills for.
Can I get some of that Gold Bond penis cream, please.
He also now is doing, I can't remember what cruise line it is, but he's doing commercials for some cruise line.
Yeah, it's like you get a ticket to fun, right? Ticket to fun?
That's right, ticket to fun. Come party with Shaq. He won't be there.
Guys, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Wise men say only fools call in, but we can't help but respond to your voicemail.
What's up, fuckers? Yo, this is Mexicano Santa Claus. I want to know what you fools want for Christmas. I love the show.
Dear listener, I asked the boys, they both said world peace, but I would prefer money. Lots and lots of it. Thanks for calling.
The United States is in turmoil. Calls nationwide to defund the police. The show Cops is taken off the air indefinitely. But wait, producers say. The cops on Cops don't misbehave. That's when a light bulb went off. Make all cops be on Cops. 24-hour, 7 days a week Cops. More cameras. More cameramen. More cops.
Dubfod goes hard.
I really love you and your animal. I want to walk you both inside. I really love you and your animal. At your assistance, we'll walk. You, me, and your boxer named Todd.
Looking for the perfect gift for your young ones? Look no further. Dixco presents the Mike Moore doll. This 10-inch hero will complement the collection of kids young or old.
I keep it in a box so it retains its value. Hashtag Team Mike.
You can pose him. You can move his mouth. Or you can dress him up in lady clothes. It's your doll. We aren't going to tell you how to use it.
His narcissism is so lifelike.
The Mike Moore doll even includes three classic Mike scenes.
We have a great show tonight, guys.
I like feet. Eat lead, Cobra.
Don't miss your opportunity to own a mic of your own. Go to WFODix.com and get one today. Supplies are limited. Act now.
It's just a bath.
Once again,
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Guys, welcome back. You know?
You've done it so many times. What's happening?
Travis, got a fun one for you. So Walmart selling a dancing cactus. Mm-hmm. And the dancing cactus sings three different songs in three different languages.
Are they Christmas songs?
No, I do not think it is a Christmas item.
Okay.
It's in a little pot. And it does this, you know, because cactus has got the little arms. Right.
Well, Sonoran cactus.
You slap a face on it. And you say, hey, we got this dancing cactus. It's like $25. You buy it for a loved one that you don't really know that great and don't know what to get.
Right. It's like a Billy Big Mouth or a dancing Easter Bunny.
So the dancing cactus dances to a Polish song from a rapper named Sipus. And I have a clip of Sipus's. Is that how you say that, Travis? Sipus's? Sipus's rap tune?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I'd prefer to hear the cactus first, I guess.
Well, this is the song that the cactus dances to. What do you mean?
Oh, he don't sing, he just dances.
No, he just dances. Okay. Like, I play this rap man's song.
You know, I could cut the grass to it.
It's an upbeat tune.
Why is Walmart selling a cactus that dances to a foreign language song?
I don't know, Travis, but see, you run into problems when you actually get a Polish person who knows what the guy's saying. Oh, did I do it again? Drunk, I'm sorry. Travis, that translates to, the only thing in my head is 5 grams of cocaine. Fly away alone to the edge of oblivion. I have thoughts in my head. When will all this end? It's a song about doing a bunch of coke and killing yourself, Travis.
I was about to say, if you didn't...
Nobody did any pre-work there? Like, nobody vetted that song before they shoved it into a cactus?
No, so this cactus is dancing to a song about doing drugs and killing yourself, Travis.
They have Walmarts in Poland. Why wouldn't somebody... be like, yo, we need to stop this because this ain't good.
So a Chinese manufacturer made the cactuses.
I wouldn't think they're the ones that put the song in there, though. They're not creative.
And the Polish man it did not know about it, apparently, because, you know, people reached out to him because this this thing blew up and people were like, hey. This Polish lady's saying that this cactus is singing about killing himself. We should find this song. And so they asked Sipus, hey, Sipus, did you tell this cactus he could dance to your song? He goes, no, I don't know anything about this. I'm going to sue the cactus maker. So this cactus maker is just throwing out L's left and right, Travis.
Does it look cool?
So it wasn't like his label licensed that song or anything? Grabbed it and were like, I guess we'll shove this in a cactus?
Maybe he doesn't own it anymore. I don't know. Maybe that's just what you say. Like if somebody says, hey, children are dancing to your suicide song. Do you have a comment? You say, oh, shit, I didn't know about that.
I'm gonna sue somebody.
It's what you do, right, Travis? It's what you do.
You think somebody down the line, though, would have been like, this is going to blow up in our face. Like, maybe this isn't the thing to do.
Or maybe you just, you call a guy who knows Polish and you just say, or you Google, like, English translation. Yeah. I found it, Travis.
Yeah, Google Translate it.
I'm really dumb and I found it pretty easily. What is this Polish guy saying in this song? And I read it to you. There was something about like a deep in the lyrics. I don't know if the cactus, I think the cactus just dances to the chorus, but like,
yeah, they usually do.
He says that, that when he eventually takes his own life, that a white eel is going to come for him. I don't know if that's a...
That's got to be lost in translation.
You think that's a drug thing? Like a...
What's the significance? Maybe that's a... Maybe... Is this a Satanist thing? Are we branching out from astral world Satanism to this weird Cypress Satanism, going out to Walmart trying to get our kids indoctrinated to these white eels?
Yeah, the white eel is a tool of Beelzebub, Travis. That's his henchman that he sends. And see, the eel is like an air eel, so it doesn't need to be in water. It just kind of like floats in the air.
I don't know, aren't eels the bad guys of Little Mermaid?
Yeah, but those are water eels. We're talking about the Beelzebub tool of the devil, white eel, that comes for you when you kill yourself.
Fair enough.
And do 5 grams of cocaine.
Right.
That's a lot of cocaine.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot of cocaine. It's so much cocaine.
So much cocaine.
How much is a gram?
A gram that you are sharing a gram.
Okay, so you do 5 right. grams. So you think that's how he's killing himself?
Probably.
Okay. Is that what...
A half gram was shareable.
Uma Thurman did in Pulp Fiction?
No, she... sniffed heroin thinking it was cocaine.
That was heroin, yeah. Yeah, she wanted cocaine.
You're not supposed to do that.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Speaking of killing yourself, Travis...
You gotta cook that shit.
Did you see that we are shooting a rocket at a moon to see if we can move it, like in case an asteroid comes, so we could shoot rockets at asteroids to move them?
Is that the shuttle that Michael Strahan's going up into?
No. They're just going to shoot like an unmanned rocket at a moon just to see.
Can we get Michael Strahan put in there?
At a moon or our moon?
Not our moon, just a moon. And they're just going to see if they can move it. They just want to see if like they can knock it out of orbit or something. It's a
just
test
for shits
run.
And giggles.
Yeah, it's a shits and giggles run to see. Okay, well, if there's eventually a comet or something coming here, can we do it to that?
Oh, are we able to do the Armageddon thing before we send Bruce Willis and his crew up there?
Well, they're seeing if they don't need Bruce Willis at all. If they can just shoot
right,
the
that's
rocket
what I'm saying.
Right at it.
If we can do the test that they did in Armageddon to shoot the rocket at it. Then we don't need Bruce Willis.
But I don't know what happens to the moon once they bump it out of orbit. Like, what does it do? Does it just float right. free?
Right, because our moon, if you moved our moon, shit here would get real fucked real fast.
Right, and throw off a chain reaction.
Yeah, so what is that moon's movement going to do?
That, like, what if there's stuff on that moon that doesn't like getting shot at and makes them mad? Like, shouldn't we just shoot stuff at a comet if a comet's coming? And like, we could just shoot a lot of stuff at it and hopefully one of them works. But like, we shouldn't just be declaring war on moons, Travis. It seems like a bad idea.
And what if that ain't no moon, you know?
Right. Right. What if it ain't no moon? You know, drunk? What if it ain't no moon?
What if you knock it out of orbit the wrong way and now it starts coming towards us?
Wouldn't it be funny as fuck? I mean, like, ultimate. I guess it's not really funny, just like the Peng Shui bit. Travis, probably not a good idea. Wouldn't it be really funny, though? Like, wouldn't you kind of laugh a little bit, hypothetically, if we knocked the moon out of orbit to see if we could knock a moon out of orbit? And then, like, it just came straight for us, and
oh yeah,
that'd be funny.
It was like a world-ending event.
Yeah, and just because like, oh, we were fucking around. Fucked up. we knocked this moon out of orbit, and then it just like came right this way.
in the way that the world is at this point, you know, maybe that's not such a bad idea.
Just start over. Maybe a few of us will get off, like Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan's already got his ticket, Travis. Like Michael Strahan like can
in
just
space when this happens.
Go to Mars. Like they didn't. What did they figure out how to make on Mars? Was it potatoes? Yeah, they'll just live off potatoes up there now that they got that figured. Oh no, it was tomatoes. Yeah. It was ketchup. It was Mars ketchup.
Constantly filter their own urine to drink and just eat like tomatoes all the time.
We're so stupid, Travis. Doesn't it seem like we're getting smarter and dumber at the same time? How do we do this? Why are we shooting rockets at moons?
Dr. Oz is running for Senate, Mike.
No, he's not. Stop it.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yeah, they announced that today. Variety dropped it today that Dr. Oz is running for Senate.
Does he still have a TV show?
Hasn't he been proved to be a quack a bunch of times? I mean,
yeah, he's
he'll win because it's Dr.
Oh, yeah,
Oz.
No, for sure. People will say, oh, yeah, I know that guy. He's on the TV during the daytime.
Right,
he's got that show.
So.
Those daytime TV people, they got power, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time.
Like
Rachel Ray. People still love Rachel Ray.
They're on the TV when people are at home folding laundry. They got them, man. Once you're folding laundry, you just listen to whoever the fuck is talking. That's what we need, Travis. We need to be on during the daytime.
If that wasn't the case, Oprah wouldn't have gotten as big as she did. And Dr. Phil, for certain, wouldn't have gotten as big as he was.
Right.
There's like people in, are like just there.
Phil is and are.
They sneak in, Travis, like when ladies are breastfeeding and vacuuming.
That's why they couldn't believe the whole Matt Lauer thing when that thing happened. Because, you know, Matt Lauer was the most powerful dude in daytime.
Yep. That's why he was able to have that sweet, sweet button that locked his door from his desk.
Oh, right. God, that's so cool. That's the coolest fucking thing
ever. Isn't that cool?
It's like supervillain shit, but it's like cool supervillain shit. I mean, like some supervillains do some
like
mean stuff, like when they try to like murder people and like blow up the earth and stuff. That's bad. But like just cool shit, like having like a saber-toothed tiger that you have on a leash that protects you, and like you have a button under your desk that locks your door.
Could you imagine if you had the chair in front of your desk when you were talking to somebody, if it was on a trap door and you pressed the button, and not that there's a shark in the pool, but if you were just done with somebody or they pissed you off, you pressed the button and then the floor dropped out and they just fell in the pool.
Go away.
Just gone. And then it washed them out into like some reservoir or something. Like how cool would that be?
Yeah. And like sometimes people just come and fuck with you because they want to go swimming.
Even that would be fun to do. Right. Like, oh, your kids want to visit you at work?
You wouldn't even be mad.
We know you got that swimming pool under the floor, Dad. It's like, all right, sit in the chair. Dump them in there a few times. They keep coming back up the fucking elevator.
Again,
like
again,
getting
again.
Water all over the office.
Top 10 cool things that villains have. Buttons that lock your door. And get a trap door, probably number one, right?
I would definitely say so.
And
the other thing that I really like, one in my top 10, would be the ability to take over all network television feeds by the press of a button, and it's just like one of those old school like matte pictures with your face on it. Like interrupting the program before you do your supervillain speech.
And you have like a broadcast studio just at your disposal. Of course, right?
Yep.
Your sound is always perfect. Nothing fucks up. You have your henchmen all took video production classes, I guess.
You got an expert in your pack of henchmen, right? And then a backup expert.
You'd think that with your henchmen that you would go for brawn, you know, so that like when the hero comes, they can fight. But you need a couple nerds who can do video production too, Travis.
Oh, 100%. Like you do need a bunch of your henchmen to be like just big and buff, like to be the wall. Then you need your weapons experts. But then, of course, you need your tech experts. Like you have to have people who can hack into the FBI like system to like check shit out. What do the cops know? What does James Bond know? You know,
the problem though is that your tech guy is going to be the one that double crosses you, like for sure.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. That's the one
Jurassic Park style
going to double cross you, like for sure.
Well, that's why you dump your tech guy every like 3 to 6 months. And by dump, I mean, drop him into your pit of poisonous vipers.
Right. You got to be careful, Travis, to put him in the right tank, because you don't want them just to get in the swimming pool that you put your kids in, and you don't want to put your kids in with the snakes. I feel like there needs to be like different colored buttons or something. That's probably important. Travis, number three, or on maybe the top
pictures.
10.
Let's put pictures on there.
Evil villain things. Nickelback CDs.
Oh yeah.
Travis, we were talking about I think it's genius that Barstool does those top 10 lists. They're ridiculous.
Those top 10 lists that just fuck with people to trend.
Yeah, and then they trend because people are like, wait, why is Ashley Simpson on the list of the top 10 singers? And then like 100 people quote tweet it and say the list is bullshit. And it's like, yeah, of course the list is bullshit, but you tweeted it because you're a fool.
Yeah. Now look how Barstool is trending now because you did that. And then it happened today too, right? I think you messaged me about the Christmas list. They'd had like a top 10 Christmas movie list and Home Alone 3.
Yeah, it was like number 4. It was like It's a Wonderful Life. I think Fred, the one where Vince Fred Vaughn Claus. Was. Yeah, that's a terrible movie. Home Alone 1 and then Home Alone 3 was like number 4.
Right.
Which, and then, like, Home Alone 2 is like number 9.
Movies on that list are holiday favorites, like right. Christmas Vacation and all that. But Halloween or Home Alone 3, which nobody loves, is on their top 10 Christmas movie list. Which makes this even funnier is that Home Alone 3 does not take place on Christmas and has nothing to do with Christmas.
I think it said, didn't it say that Home Alone 3 is like January 8th?
January 8th, believe it is.
So why do that, Christmas. Travis? Why make a movie happen on January 8th? Nothing's going on January 8th. It's a dumb time.
Why reference the date? Like, I mean, just it's winter. Who cares what the date
so
is?
So they can distance themselves from the Christmas movie or make a point 20 years later and say, hey, you guys keep calling this a Christmas movie. It's not a fucking Christmas movie.
And that's why it's genius that they put this non-Christmas movie on their Christmas movie list just to get people to be like, what the fuck is this list?
It works every time. I've seen it work so many times. And it's mm-hmm. it's obnoxious.
Whoever puts that together at Barstool and then pushes it out there is a genius.
Okay, Travis, here we go. Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2, both on Christmas, right?
Absolutely.
So you watch those two around Christmas time, right?
Well, more like Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Best time to pick up further installments in the franchise is like the weeks following Christmas, and there we go, Home Alone 3.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and eventually, you know, it'll be a Home Alone in the middle of the summer.
You got the Home Alone hangover. You watched 1 and 2 at Christmas time, and you're like, you know what? It's time we watch the other ones. And then it'll be right on time. January 8th.
That sounds
Drunk, let me ask you.
You're finally done with the holidays. You don't have a holiday hangover anymore, right? New Year's is long past. All the college bowl games are over. And it's like, man, I could really go for some Home Alone, but I don't want to be reminded of the holiday season.
Well, you're in luck.
There you go.
Drunk, you got a pick of the week, bud? Something you want the people to know about?
Sure, Drunk's pick. The week, English Premier League has a game every day this week, which is pretty exciting because I'm going to bet on it and make a lot of money. So,
soccer?
You got to say that different, Drunk. It's the English Premier League.
Premier.
It's like anytime I see a promo for it.
Premier.
Premier League.
Trevor, I got a pick of the week on HBO Plus.
Go.
Max?
HBO Max. There is a movie that just came out. It is called 8-Bit Christmas.
Ooh, how is that?
It's great, Travis.
Is it about Nintendo's for Christmas?
Yes. It's so good. It will make you very nostalgic.
Does it take Travis, place in 1988?
For a different time, yes.
Awesome. So is this like The Wizard, but during Christmas?
I would compare it to, like, you know how Sandlot is kind of beloved now, because we liked it as kids, and it does hold up. It's still a good movie.
Oh yeah, a whole new generation enjoys that movie. My kids love The Sandlot.
Well, 8-Bit Christmas, I think, is as good as The Sandlot.
Oof.
But I don't think that things can be beloved anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I think that, like, culture is so disposable now that things just come and go, and it was like a straight to streaming release. I don't think that Travis, do you have like a, if I gave you like a top 10 movies, would any of them be in the last 5 years, the last 8 years, or are they all movies from the 90s?
They're all early 80s, 90s. They're all early. You would throw it. But I feel like that's the case for every generation, though, right? Like, when I ask my kids when they're 30, you know, what is their top 10 favorite movies? All of their top 10 favorite movies are going to be from when they were, you know, preteens and younger, or maybe even teenagers. But it's not going to go any further than that.
Right. Like, we still consume stuff, but I don't think we retain it anymore. You know what I mean? I don't think that
it's all disposable. All entertainment right now is disposable because it's too easy to just press a button and then press another button at the end of that one. Like, we don't even give ourselves like a chance to let the previous thing sink in before we start the next thing. Right. Like, I mean, you binge watch a show, you barely retain it because you watch 10 episodes in 10 hours. And then you start watching the next thing. It's like, right. What was that thing about? What did I watch?
And you know what? A lot of times with like second seasons of TV shows, you know, it comes out a year later, and I don't fucking remember what happened in the first season.
You gotta watch the recap because you like binged watch it all in the first week.
Yeah, I watch it, and then it's gone for a year, and then they start with season two, and it's like, oh, what? I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. I love Ozark. I 100% love Ozark. But when it comes back for its final season, I am going to have to watch the recap because, God damn it, do I not at all remember what happened last season.
They got a boat, I think. Right? Didn't they get a boat?
Yeah, they got a casino boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a casino boat. That's what I remember.
But no, 8-Bit Christmas, it's great, Travis. If you have the HBO Max, don't you?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, 8-Bit Christmas. Watch it. I think you'll like it. You'll like it a lot.
I bet I will. I said just the poster art for that movie. Like, it was like, oh yeah, I'm totally watching this.
Travis, pick of the week.
Travis's pick of the week this week is Narcos Mexico season 3. Another wonderful season of drug trade, double crossing, cartel goodness. This is the final season of Narcos Mexico. Very much enjoyed it. Brought us into the 90s. Hopefully they decide that they're going to make a different version of Narcos. They had the first go round of Narcos was Pablo Escobar. Then we got into the Mexico drug trade. So if you've watched any of the Narcos or none of the Narcos, get on the narco train. And if you just want to watch Mexico, you can. You don't have to have watched the original Narcos. So Narcos season 3 was great. Loved it.
Each season's its own thing. You just know there's going to be some drugs.
Each season, well, the first batch of Narcos was all about Pablo Escobar. So I think there was 2 or 3 seasons of that. So you kind of have to start from the beginning. But Narcos Mexico, you could start from season 1 of Narcos Mexico without having seen the other Narcos and enjoyed it. But this wraps it up, not in a nice bow, because, you know, drugs keep rolling and the cartels keep rocking. But it was a nice wrap up to the show. But Narcos Mexico season 3.
There's a number 4 on the top 10 list of villain things. I think if I was a villain, I would want a cape. I'd have to have one. I just
like a short cape or a long one.
No, I mean, if you're going cape, you got to go long cape, right? What do you mean?
Yeah,
by
you're not
short
Shazam.
Are you talking
cape,
about like
right?
like a waist high cape?
Yeah, like Shazam.
Who does that? Shazam has a waist high cape.
Yeah, Shazam has a little cape. There's little capes. There's little capes all over popular entertainment.
No, you go as long as fucking possible, man. You just have that shit dragging on the ground behind you.
Yeah, like it's your wedding dress train.
Yeah, yeah. That's the ultimate boss move, I think, is a cape.
I also would like to have, if I was a supervillain, I would like to have a ring that shot poison darts.
A ring?
Yeah.
Oh. How many poison darts?
You'd have to reload it after it. Every shot, you'd have to reload it. But how often are you going to use a poison dart?
Maybe you could have like a whole handful of rings, each one with its own poison dart. That way you have at least 5
different kinds of poison.
Yeah, because like if you just shoot the one and miss, you fucked up.
Mike, I've been a supervillain for a long time. I don't miss with my poison dart ring.
Guys, we did it. Do it again really soon. Really, really soon.
I'm Dill Danon.
For listening to this installment of WFOD, if you enjoyed it, subscribe, share it with a friend. Hey, consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us at twitch.tv/WFODshow or youtube.com/user/WFODix. Should figure out a way to make that better. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263 or email travis@wfodix.com with comments, questions, guest suggestions, or whatever. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Val, Brian, and Liquid. Also, a special thank you to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Visit WFOD Show for more. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Well, bye.
you know, and they had the videos where it was like, and then like a, and then everything changes.